The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time on earth as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today we're going to look at the names in the Bible, including Yah. So let's look at the overview. We will look at names in the Bible that include Yah, which is the true name of the Creator. We will consider some technical principles applied to the analysis and some technical caveats relating to what I'm going to share with you. We will first look at words translated God, including El and Eli, and we will note that Yah is the essential name of our Creator and Heavenly Father, and we will look at scribal devices that corrupt the Bible. We will look at a sample of names, including Yah, and then further examples of words and phrases containing Yah. Then we will look at the big one, Yeshua, meaning Yah is salvation, and then some more names, including Yah. In conclusion, we will note that the name of Yah appears over 7,000 times in the so-called Old Testament of the Bible, and we will ask why people do not use it. Then I will advise you to seek a deep personal relationship with Yah. And finally, we will examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993. When he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator. It forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, SlideShare, YouTube, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's End Time Issue Ministries, one word. For more information in particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with Yah. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show in the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down. For previous broadcasts, or if you can't access them there, search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. So today we're going to look at names in the Bible, including Yah. About 20 years ago, I undertook a detailed analysis of the true name of the Almighty Creator, Yah, in the Bible, and produced a detailed document, which is available on the website under the webpage, Creator's Name, Yah, Eternally Self-Existing. In particular, in this message, I'm going to look at the topic of names, including Yah. See the webpage, Names, Including Yah, on the website. The principal objective is to give you a clear understanding of the frequency with which the essential sacred name Yah permeates the breadth and depth of the Bible and the names of His chosen people in a powerful way. Folks, this is so important. How do you have a relationship with someone when you don't know their name? How can you have a relationship with the Almighty Creator when His name is Yah, or Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, and you call Him God or the Lord or whatever? It's very, very difficult. In fact, He says it's impossible to get really close to Him. You may think that you're close to Him, but maybe you're in for a shock if you realize how close you could get. So some technical notes. In the document cited above, graphical extracts were taken from the Interlinear Bible contained in the PC Study Bible version 2.1G of October 1997, published by BibleSoft. The form of each entry as presented in the accompanying figures is as follows. The first line is the Hebrew text written from right to left. The second line, Yah, for example, Yahweh, is the transliterated English. The third line is the King James Version English words, also right to left. The fourth line in red is the Strong's number. The fifth and sixth lines in small text were added by me to make the name of Yah more visible or to provide other comments. I strongly recommend that you read this article online with the graphics. So, Strong's is a concordance. Basically, it's a list of every single word in the Bible, in the King James Bible, cross-referenced, indexed, with pronunciations, the technical content that we've just referred to, the Hebrew or Greek underlying it, the transliteration, and then the actual words that have been used in the King James Bible. Very important resource for understanding what the Bible really says. As you will see as we go forward, there are significant discrepancies between what you find in the English and what is actually there in the Hebrew. And it happens with the Greek as well, but we're only going to be looking at the Hebrew today. So really important to understand this. There's a whole depth to understanding and analyzing the Bible that you're not aware of if you're not familiar with these things. Another technical caveat, In presenting this teaching, I must stress that I have no material knowledge of Hebrew. The only knowledge is a few hours' instruction on the basic principles of transliteration given by an Israeli Jewish friend some years before writing. What is presented here is a straightforward mechanical analysis based on recognizable patterns in transliteration and supported by the opinions of the lexicon authors. In a few limited instances, I expressly prayed over a particular interpretation and sought the guidance of Yah. The entire research and document preparation took place within a context of considerable prayer, and therefore I had assurance at the time that the overall content of the document was in accordance with the will of Yah, and he still says to me today that this is one of the more important documents that I've ever written. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail regarding Strong's numbers and the detailed expositions of the individual words. If you go to the article, you'll find those much more. The article is much more detailed than I intend to cover in this broadcast. So to start off with, let's look at words translated God. Examination of the graphic in the article relating to words translated God in the King James Version of the Bible give Allah or Allah, which is Strong's number 426. So we see that Allah is translated God in the Bible. And so we have the misunderstanding that a lot of Christians do not believe that the Muslims are worshipping the same mighty one or the same God that they are, but in fact they are. Allah is just the Arabic of Elohim, which is the Hebrew, which means mighty one or almighty, which is Strong's number 430. And then Yahweh, meaning Yah, the eternally self-existing, is Strong's number 3068 and 3069. And Lohilim is Strong's number 430. And El is Strong's number 410. They're all translated God. These variations highlight disturbing anomalies in the translation, which in turn have contributed to much of the wrong thinking that one encounters amongst Bible-believing Christians. The important thing to notice there is we've got Allah, Allah, Elohim, Yahweh, Lohilim, and El, all translated God. And the fact of the matter, as I've said in previous broadcasts, is that God is an incorrect and, in fact, a meaningless word. The Allah, Elohim, Lohim, El, all in different forms mean mighty one. And when referring to the Almighty, should be almighty. And by confusing this and by using God a completely wrong, completely misappropriate, inappropriate pagan word, there's huge confusion amongst Christian believers, anybody who believes in the Bible. And to some extent, the Muslims and the Jews have taken on board that error, using the word God to avoid upsetting the Christians and getting into fights with them. So it's really important to understand that sort of at the very sort of heart of what you typically believe, the first word you come across, God, is false and wrong, and it's a bad translation. Taking that a bit further, specifically the word El or Eli, 430, Strong's number 430, meaning mighty one or the almighty, essentially appears that El is the preferred description of Yah as mighty one. However, this form is not exclusively applied to Yah. El occurs in numerous words such as Israel, which is relates to the name Israel, Bethel, Eliah, or Elijah, Eliezer, etc. Apparently generally, but not always referring to Yah. And it's important to understand here, folks, that there's a lot more to this word. Eli, E-L-I-Y, also translated God, my mighty one, or my darling mighty one, also Strong's number 410. This was used by Yeshua on the stake before he died in Matthew 27:46-47. And about the ninth hour, Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus, cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, "My Eli," incorrectly translated "God," "my Eli, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, "This man is calling for Elijah. Notice that there is more to the statement calling for Elijah. Once one recognizes that the name of Elijah effectively means "my Eli is Yah," or "my mighty one is Yah." This raises the question as to whether the people said this man is calling for Elijah, or whether they actually said this man is calling for mighty Yah, Elijah, which makes a lot more sense and is fundamentally different. In this regard, it is important to note that the use of the sacred name was forbidden at the time of Yeshua's death, and that Yeshua may even have been put to death simply for uttering the sacred name. Since writing this, I've come to understand that Eli is more accurately "my beloved mighty one," or "my darling mighty one," or simply "my darling." So you could say that that verse, when he was dying, Yeshua cried out, my darling, why have you forsaken me?" And that speaks to the intensity and the level and the beauty of the relationship that Yahushua had with his Father in heaven. And so there you see something of great beauty, great importance, that again is completely lost in the Bible with my God, why have you forsaken me?" I hope you're starting to get my picture. There is so much richness in the underlying Hebrew that is completely lost in the English translations of the King James Version and most other English translations, and by extension, since the majority of translations in other languages are translated from the English, it is lost in just about every Bible translation on the planet today. And that's one reason why the satanic forces are quite happy with the Bible, because the Bible is so full of this type of error. It's actually quite mind-blowing. So then moving on, we look at the word Strong's number 3050, Yah, which is the essential name of our Creator and Heavenly Father. The article Yah versus Yahweh on the 18th of January 2002, which is available on the website, explained that Yah is the essential name of our Creator and Heavenly Father, and that Yahweh is a specific extension or explanation of His name. Much of the balance of this teaching investigates the presence of the sacred name Yah in the Old Testament of the Bible. Again, there are variations in the way this word has been translated, again contributing to the way in which the truth has been concealed from virtually all people who attach significance to the Bible. For example, Exodus 15:2, Yah, incorrectly translated "the Lord, is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my mighty one, and I will praise Him, my Father's mighty one, and I will exalt Him." Yah has clearly indicated to me that His essential name is Yah, and that all other names build on that name, as opposed to being subsets of His true name. There are teachings which say that Yah is some sort of abbreviated form of Yahweh, and that Yahweh is the Almighty's name. No, Yahweh occurs just short of 7,000 times in the Old Testament, but Yahweh, correctly translated, is Yah, the eternally self-existing. It's everything in the Bible speaks to Yah, and I'm hoping to make that much clearer to you in the next few minutes. Then we come across Strong's number 3069, Yahovi, which is defined there as an alternative form of Yahweh, and the notes say that this is a scribal device. And that corrupts the Bible, quite frankly, folks. This word, with very minor differences in the Hebrew, is used to cater for a very specific set of scribal and translation circumstances. Yah has indicated to me that this is not a real word. It is a scribal device. It's translated God 304 times in the Old Testament and Lord 305 times in the Old Testament. So again, you see absolutely no consistency. Either the word is God or the word is Lord, and in actual fact, it's neither of them. It's Yah. And here we've got Yahovah, which is Yah, or Yahweh, with annotation on it to stop the Jews from pronouncing his name accurately. Brown Driver Briggs, which is one of the concordances that I consulted, says regarding 3069, Yahovah, Jehovah, Yahweh, used primarily in the combination Lord, Jehovah, equal to 3068, but pointed with the vowels of 0430. In other words, because the sacred name Yahweh is elsewhere incorrectly pronounced as Adonai, they require another device here in order to tell readers to incorrectly pronounce the same sacred name Yahweh as Elohim and not as Adonai. Otherwise, in this location, they would have to say Adonai, Adonai, instead of Adonai Yahweh. And if that sounds confused to you, well, it actually is pretty confused reasoning. In light of my background in engineering, military, and computers, where exact language is an absolute must, I have great difficulty in expressing an opinion on the above in non-judgmental terms. We're dealing here with the sacred name of the Most High Creator of the heavens and the earth, our Heavenly Father. And yet the name is arbitrarily substituted with other sounds, which happen to be words that in some cases are also applied to demonic deities. Folks, it's an insult. It's stupid. I could go on. It's really, really not right. So moving on to other names, including Yah, there are a large number of names and words in Hebrew that are based on the essential name Yah. This section lists a sample of words that were encountered in an initial search, together with some basic information about each word. Only some words are presented in the broadcast. See the full article for the entire list. It is likely that there are even more occurrences. In each case, a series of words are displayed from the BibleSoft PC Study Bible version 2.1G Interlinear Bible, together with extracts of notes from the Strong's and Brown Driver Briggs Hebrew lexicons. In most cases, interpretation is based on Brown Driver Briggs, which seems to be more aware of the reality of the sacred name. In many cases, the writer has substituted Yah for Yahweh, since casual inspection of the Hebrew words and basic transliteration indicates that only the syllable Yah is present and not Yahweh. There are a few instances of words based on Yahweh. Where it seems appropriate, I offer a version of the word that emphasizes the existence of Yah. Folks, it may sound as though I've done a lot of adjustments here. That's not the case. You can look at the actual images of the text in the Interlinear Bible to see that what I'm saying is substantially correct. In the first stage of the analysis, words adjacent to Yah, that Strong's number 3050, were examined. It was found that Jediah or Jediah 3048 appeared to be the first word which included Yah in that number range. It was then found that most of the words through to 3116 started with Yah or were perceived by Brown Driver and Briggs to be based on Yahweh, which I took to be Yah unless expressly otherwise noted. It is stressed that what follows is not intended to be definitive. Particularly anglicizations by the writer are approximations that, unless expressly indicated as given by Yah, may be an error. That said, I have to say to you that 20 years down the track, I still regard that article as an important resource. Father has said to me on a number of occasions that it's one of the most important documents that I've ever written. And so I encourage you to go to the website, find the pages that I cited at the beginning of this broadcast, and study this in detail. It really is very important. If you are serious about your relationship with the Almighty Creator, you need to understand His name. You need to understand how the people of the Old Testament related to Father in the way they named one another, in the way they named places. And it's all lost in the typical Christian English Bible translation. It's shocking, folks. It's very difficult to not be rude about it, to be quite honest. So let's start. Some examples of words and phrases containing Yah. Following are a few words that actually contain the name Yah, which is totally lost in common English translations. So, for example, Jediah, which is actually Jedah-Yah, which means Yah has known. That's Strong's number 3048. Strong's number 3060, Jehoash. Yahoash, given by Yah. 3061, Judea or Judah, depending on Judea being the province in Israel where the people of Judah lived, which is the territory of Yehudah, which is, and the tribe of the same name, which means praise Yah. And in 3062, which is translated Jews, the Hebrew is Yahudai, the descendants of Yehudah, or if you like, the people who came from the province of Yehudah. And in 3070, Jehovah Jireh is the English commonly used. It's actually Yahweh Yireh. Yahweh provides. Folks, each of these gives you a different understanding when you replace the incorrect English with the correct English. So important, particularly with regard to the Jews, to understand the Jew is an anglicization of Yehudai, being a descendant of the tribe of Yehudah from the land of Yehudah. There's all sorts of strange ideas about the Jews which are really completely off the mark, folks. Then 3071 translated Jehovah Nissi instead of Yahweh Nissi. Yahweh is my banner. 3072, the Lord our righteousness. Actually, Yahweh Tzedenku. Tzidkino. Yahweh is our righteousness. Jehovah Shalom should be Yahweh Shalom. Yahweh is peace. Jehozabad, actually Yahozabad, Yah has endowed. 3076, John or Yehuhanan, Jehohanan, actually Yahuchanan, Yah has graced. 3077, Jehoiada, actually Yahuwaida, Yah knows. 3078, Jehoiakim, actually Yahakaikin, Yah establishes. 3079, Jehoiakim, actually Yahoiakim, Yah raises up. So the Hebrew words are not that easy on the English tongue. As you noticed, I'm having some difficulty pronouncing them in anything that's probably vaguely accurate, and probably would give a Hebrew speaker just cause to be upset with me. But see how, starting with Jehovah, you know, and there's a song, There's No One Like Jehovah, and it's got a great beat and it's a nice song, but it's close to meaningless because his name is not Jehovah, his name is Yah. Or if you want to take the extended version, meaning Yah, the eternally self-existing, it's Yahweh or Yahuwah. Please, folks, think carefully about what I'm saying. Get the article, read the article, and just get a handle on just how widely distributed the name of Yah is in the Hebrew of the Old Testament. Then 3083, Jonathan, Yahu Nathan, Yah has given. 3086, Jehoadan, Yahu Adan, Yah delights. 3088, Jehoram, Yahoram, Yah is exalted. 3089, Jehoshiba, Yahushiba, Yah has sworn. And I could go on and on. There's probably another 100 names in the article beyond what I'm going to quote you here, and I'm going to quote a few more in a minute. You may say to me, but the New Testament's in Greek. Jesus spoke Greek. The disciples spoke Greek. Folks, not true. They spoke Hebrew or Aramaic. They wrote Aramaic or Hebrew, and those texts were destroyed because of persecution. So then the big one, 3091, Joshua or Jesus, Yahushua, Yah is salvation. In Exodus 17 verse 9 we read, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So that's actually said unto Yahushua, with the rod of Yah in mine hand. Brown Driver Briggs says, Yahushua, Joshua, number one, a son of Nun of the tribe of Ephraim and successor to Moses as leader of the children of Israel, led the conquest of Canaan. Two, a resident of Beth Shemesh, on whose land the Ark of the Covenant came to stop after the Philistines returned it. Three, a son of Jehozadak, the high priest, after the restoration. Four, the governor of Jerusalem under King Josiah, who gave his name to a gate of the city of Jerusalem. Folks, I've talked about this in different ways over the years that I've been broadcasting and in my diverse articles. His name is not Jesus. It's not Joshua. It's Yahushua, and it means Yah is salvation. So let's talk a little bit more about Yahushua. At the time of writing this article about 20 years ago, this particular name presented me with an enormous challenge on two fronts. Firstly, since becoming aware that the name of Jesus was in fact Yahushua, I had steadfastly wanted to believe that the name Yahushua was not the same as the name of Joshua. I had also studiously avoided asking Yah about this. However, during the process of extracting these names and other data, it became apparent that the name traditionally translated Joshua in the books traditionally referred to as the Old Testament was exactly the same name given to the man most people know as Jesus. In other words, Yahushua, our Savior, did not have a unique name. He had the same name that had been given to thousands of other believers through the ages. On going before Yah on this matter, I was told, obviously, Yahushua could not have been given an exclusive name. It would have attracted too much attention to him and made life for Joseph and Miriam, not Mary, totally unbearable. Those were Yah's words to me. Folks, Yeshua blended in with the people around him until he was 30 and he started to minister. He didn't come to stand out. He came to correct some critical areas of doctrine. And he came to get in the face of the high priests and the Pharisees and the scribes so that they would kill him in a very specific way at a very specific place. There's an article on the website near the top of the menu called The Miracle of Yahushua's Death. I encourage you to read that. Secondly, up to the point of writing the article, I had been firmly persuaded that the name Yahushua meant that Yahushua was the salvation of Yah. However, having confronted the first point, it was then necessary to confront the second. That is, that the name Yahushua means Yah is salvation. In other words, Yahushua, through his name, pointed us to Yah as our salvation, not himself, which is the common understanding. This confronts a whole spectrum of issues. My conclusion, the man we have known as Jesus was actually called Yahushua, and that is the same name as the man who led Israel into Canaan, and it occurs 218 times in the books we traditionally refer to as the Old Testament, and that name means Yah is salvation, not the salvation of Yah. Consider Isaiah 43:3, for I am Yahweh, thy mighty one, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Isaiah 43:11, I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Saviour, etc. Many other verses prove that Yah is our Saviour, not Yahushua. So if you have made the adaptation that Yeshua, that Jesus is Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, which means salvation, so you say that Jesus' name is effectively salvation, not true, folks. Yahweh, Yah, your mighty creator, is our salvation. So a few more words concluding Yah. 2148, Zechariah, Zechariah, Yah remembers. 3041, Jedidiah, Yah, Yah, beloved of Yah. 3414, Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Yahu, whom Yah has appointed. 3470, Isaiah, Yeshayahu, Yah has saved. 4319, Micah, Micaiyahu, who is like Yah. 5166, Nehemiah, Nachem Yah, Yah comforts. 5662, Obadiah, Obadiahu, servant of Yah. Folks, what I hope you will notice is that the English that is commonly used bears very little resemblance to the accurate Hebrew. And I want to make the point that when it comes to translation, names are not translatable. If I go to a foreign country where they don't speak English and they introduce me as a speaker at a conference, they don't introduce me with some manipulation of my name into their language. They introduce me as Dr. James Robertson. You can't translate my name. You can't translate any name. It needs to stay the same as it was when it was given in the language it was given. So in conclusion, the name Yah appears over 7,000 times in the Bible. So why do people not use it? I hope that this broadcast has helped you to see that the name of Yah pervades the story of the people in the Bible who served the Creator. I hope you have also seen that the name of Yah has been concealed and corrupted in an extreme way, such that this vital truth has been totally lost. On this basis, please recognize that you need to be extremely careful about the doctrines that you build and believe, based on almost all translations of the Bible, and particularly about what you believe about names, in particular the name of Yah, the Almighty Creator, and the name of Yahushua, the spokesman or prophet, an emissary or apostle of Nazareth. Folks, in my personal experience, over 23 and a half years of walking closely with Father, I have to tell you, he is sensitive about his name. If you call him God or the Lord, it upsets him, it hurts him, it grieves him, it moves him to tears. So if you have some sort of relationship with him and you insist on calling him God and insist on calling him the Lord and refuse to call him Yah, you're hurting him, you're upsetting him. You need to wake up. It's not acceptable. I urge you to change. The same with Yahushua. Don't call him Jesus, it's an insult. So in closing, I want to encourage you to seek a deep personal relationship with Yah. If you're living a good life, seeking to be a good person, I have to tell you that that is not sufficient. In fact, on its own, it is worthless. What really matters is that you have a deep personal relationship with the Creator. Then it will help you to be a good person, or help for you to be a good person. I encourage you to step out and start to earnestly seek a deep personal relationship with the Creator. See the webpage Creator Desires Relationship, and then see the webpage Seven Components of Drawing Close, which gives you detailed instructions on how to draw close to Him, and put this into practice. If you need any guidance, please do not hesitate to contact me. It's so important to understand that the reason we exist is to be friends and companions of the Almighty Creator. That is the sole reason this universe, this solar system, this planet, you exist, is to have a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator. If you're not seeking that, if you don't have it, I have to tell you that when you die, you're going to get a nasty shock and you're going to have a lot to regret for a very, very, very long time. I encourage you today to step up, step out, put whatever you've been doing behind you and actively seek a deep relationship with Father. Email me. I can help you. Visit the website. There's over 1,000 pages of information. In fact, close to 10,000 pages of information. So what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator today? I'd ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I have to say to you that whatever it is that's holding you back, just put it to one side. Whatever you've been told, which leads you to think, well, I can't do this, I can't be in relationship with him, put it to one side. He is not interested in whether you're male or female, or whether you're young or old, or whether you're black or white or something else. He's not interested in your tribe, your nation. He's not interested in the color of the hair, the color of your eyes. He's not even interested in what you currently believe. He is interested in one thing and one thing only, that you seek to become his friend, that you lay down your life to get to know him, to hear him, to speak to him, to get to understand him, to represent him. Please, it's time to change. So in closing, some key documents and a video on the main menu webpage. There's a compendium of important articles. There's a video on the second line of the menu, Why Seek Relationship. There's an article, The Miracle of Yeshua's Death. Another, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator, really, really important. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? The essence of my message to Christians. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcript of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. And recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, there's a wealth of information there. There's over 1,000 articles, over 1,000 web pages. In total, about over 9,000, probably going on for 10,000 pages of content covering a whole variety of topics relative to your relationship with the Creator. If you have a question, there's a fairly good possibility that you can find it on the website. Use the Google search to find what you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Currently, for some reason, the questions are not getting through to me. So if you have submitted a question and I've not replied, please send it to the email below. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Endtime Issue Ministries, one word. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, there is so much to be done. My dream, my vision for the end of my life is that there should be dozens of people who are really, really close to Father and walking with power anointings and healing people, raising the dead, and teaching people about Father, that there should be hundreds more who are friends, who are close to him, that there should be thousands more who are walking in the truth and making a big difference. And I would like you to be one of those people. I encourage you to step out. I encourage you to email me. Let's put this on track and make a huge difference. We can transform the earth with your help. Thanks so much. Good night. Father, I